For years, child development researchers have debated this question: what is the effect on young children of long hours spent in daycare? Some studies suggested that children become more aggressive. Others disputed this. Now, as NPR's Rachel Jones reports from Atlanta, new research bolsters the notion that it's not how long children spend in daycare, but the quality of that daycare that matters.
Today's release of new data on child care was the centerpiece of the meeting of the Society for Research in Child Development. These data are the results of Phase 2 of a 14-year study. When Phase 1 results were issued 2 years ago, one headline grabbed lots of attention. Children who spent long hours in daycare were more aggressive. News coverage of those results disturbed Deborah Lowe Vandell, a professor of educational psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. When she announced the results of the second phase today, she said there's good news, at least for children who've been in well-run daycare.
What we see is that children who attended higher quality child care in the first 4.5 years, that those children, when they get to school through third grade, have better reading performance, math performance, and better memory skills. Those are effects of early experience that carried through to the children being in third grade.
Vandell says researchers suspected that the benefits of high-quality care might fade, but they were pleasantly surprised.
We found that children who had center-type experiences in the preschool period, that those children had better language skills and better memory skills than children who did not have that center experience.
But Vandell says the findings still point to more behavior problems for some kids who spend lots of hours in care, regardless of the quality. Teachers and parents of those children said they were more demanding, less willing to obey, and had problems getting along with peers. And some of the children with more daycare experience had poor work habits in the early elementary years, like turning in assignments late or being unwilling to follow instructions. But the researchers say these problems affected relatively few kids, and they don't capture the nuances of this kind of research. For example, what one adult considers aggressive might just be the child's natural exuberance, or a child who appears to be not listening might just be focusing on something else she wants to grasp. All the researchers agree that the absolute bedrock for child development is high-quality care, whether in a relative's or a neighbor's home or in a daycare center. James Elliker is a researcher at Purdue University. He presented his study of low-income working parents and children in 4 Indiana communities. Elliker says that while quality is important for all children, it's critical for children in low-income families.
Their parents are young, their parents are struggling just to keep the boat afloat. To have a stable child care arrangement where kids are secure and healthy and happy, I think it adds so much to the child's life and also to the life of the family.
With this new, more encouraging data in hand, researchers at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development are beginning to plan for Phase 3 of the study. It will track kids into the junior high years. In the meantime, researcher Deborah Lowe Vandell says parents should make an effort to identify quality daycare.
I would encourage parents to go in, visit the child care setting, if it's a child care home, if it's a child care center. Focus on a child that reminds them of their own child. See what kinds of experiences that child's having.
And Vandell says she hopes the new research will give a push to policymakers to make training and education for daycare teachers and staff more available. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Atlanta.